The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 632 and is sponsored by Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, and Oink Pigments. This week's segments include On the Needles,
In Stitches,
Events,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks,
Training,
Knit
in
Space,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Genevieve, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
How's everyone feeling this week?
Pretty good. You?
Kind of warm.
Yeah.
We're looking at a heat wave rolling in.
Mm-hmm. Well, good thing we're going swimming today.
Right?
Right.
All right. So, let's get into the knitting. Alrighty, Genevieve, will you be kicking off On the Needles this week?
Probably.
Probably.
So, I wound Mom's Indra color 2.0, number 6.
Yep, that's the 6th color in the gradient.
Please piggyback on that.
Alright, and to piggyback on that, I finished the reversed rebound cowl poncho thing that I knitted in Lola Bean Yarn Company Diptera, which was the contrast color with the black Trillium Fibers Indra 2.0 gradient set. It is currently blocked and on the dress form in the kitchen being beautiful because it is supposed to be over 100 degrees today.
Tell us how it looks when you put it on.
I haven't put it on yet.
You haven't?
No, Genevieve put it on.
How did it look on Genevieve?
I couldn't see because it was on me.
It was too big for her.
It felt amazing. I sat and watched TV with it on.
Like a cocoon.
Yep.
For my little silkworm.
Yeah, and Rex tried to, and me and Rex both got in. It was very fun.
So Genevieve has asked for one for herself, and the way I'm going to work this, so I have yarn that I ordered for Genevieve, and it's one of the DK weight yarns from Seismic Yarns. And it's the Black Widow colorway, which is the most rich, delicious black with the most beautiful Black Widow red lipstick red ever. And it's variegated. So because it's DK and not worsted, the pattern's written for worsted, I'm going to do a swatch. And then I'm going to use the percentage system I use, or proportion system, where I multiply the numbers by whatever the percentage is that I need to compensate for. But also, I need to figure out the proportion for Genevieve. So I did size 2 for me. Rebound cowl comes in, I think, 3 sizes. I did size 2, which gives you a little bit more drape and a little bit more room. And gives you a little bit more ease if you are in need of that, which I currently am. And so I'm going to look at how much ease is on mine percentage-wise compared to my size. There's a bit of math that's going to happen. So once I figure out how much ease it's supposed to have in relation to my body size, I'm going to measure Genevieve's body and then do the math so that proportionately it works on her. And then from there, I'm going to see if my swatch numbers kind of are the same. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of math. It's not terrible. Nobody ever got hurt doing math.
There's always some math.
Of course.
Math is all around us.
Yeah. It's like my favorite. next to knitting. So I'm really excited about that because I finished one thing, so got to keep going. What are you working on this week, Mom?
I finished weaving in the ends of all the loose socks I had lying around.
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
And that was...
a few.
Yeah, 7 pair maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So those are done. Genevieve, what have you been working on?
Well, I have 2 things that definitely relate to each other.
Okay.
So I wound Mom's Indracolor 2.06.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked on her rebound cowl before she finished it. So I'm probably thinking I should have clumped that with the first thing I said.
That's okay. You're still getting used to having 3 of us here.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Did you like working on the rebound cowl?
Yes, it was fun. It's very tricky to get both to
both strands.
Knit.
Do you think you're going to work on your rebound cowl once it gets started?
Maybe.
All right. What else have I got going? I cast on the Tux tank top test knit for Ainur Burkambayeva in the raw silk from Tess Yarns on size 0s.
Again?
This tank top is going to be called Tale of 3 Swatches. Yes, again. This is the summer of...
I thought you said that you would never, ever, 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 ever do that again.
I know, right? That was just a week ago. How young I was back then.
A week ago.
Last week. How young and innocent and unknowing I was. In a mere week. Anyway, what else have you got going, Mom?
I finished the Musselburgh hat by Isolde that I started with the Emily Ocker cast on, cast on, which was brilliant. And I knit that in Oink pigment, Do or Die.
Mm-hmm.
And did I say I finished it? I finished it. It's just finished.
Not finished?
No.
Okay.
And since my needles were cold,
mm-hmm.
I cast on another one.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be my hat for Christmas.
Very cool.
Excellent. Genevieve, what else are you working on?
Well, I wound Mom's Seismic Yarns Black Widow yarn.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we're going to do your rebound cowl out of.
Are we?
Yeah, that's what you said you wanted.
Right.
Did you change your mind?
No, I just forgot that I said that.
Okay. Well, thank goodness one of us remembered.
Yeah, so I wound my own yarn, and I got it out of the bag that Mom keeps, like, literally all of... not all of it. Like, what, a 16th of it in?
Spoiler alert, we don't talk about yarn we're not using until we use it. But it was a big bag of yarn.
It is.
Yeah.
And... I just want to wind yarn so bad that isn't very tingly, so I kept pulling out stuff and saying, could I wind this? And Mom was like, no, I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah, because of the arbitrary knitting rules. Do you know mm-hmm. what arbitrary knitting rules are, Mousky?
No.
Okay, so the arbitrary knitting rules that I have are my brain telling me I have to work on this, and then I can work on that once this is finished.
Wait.
Yeah. My brain tells me what I'm allowed to do with my knitting.
Well, you don't really do that. You have like 1,000 things cast on and then you finish some of them.
Yeah, that's how knitting goes. Welcome to the world of professional knitting podcasting. But my brain wants me to work on something. And until my brain makes up rules that aren't really rules.
So they're not really rules? So you can't...
They're rules for Mom.
Yeah.
Rules for you, but not rules for everybody.
No. Nope.
Exactly.
My arbitrary knitting rules are... It has to be a project, and you have to have good yarn.
Perfect. Those are your rules?
And good needles.
Perfect.
That's it?
Yeah. I have one more thing.
Go ahead.
Another sweater on 0s that also happens to be yellow.
Mom, you promised!
No. The Theano test knit is still plugging along. I'm mm-hmm. on the long stretch of the body, which is not terrible. I've got 2 more increases, I think.
Mm-hmm.
On the body shaping, and then some ribbing, and then I can do the sleeves, and it's done. And then that is going to be, after these 2, that is going to be the end of me doing sweaters on 0s.
Oh, really?
She said, famous last words,
Lee. Famous last words. Yeah, yep. I will check on that.
You'll keep me honest?
I will check on that.
All right. Do you have anything else, Mom?
No, I'm working on fingering yarn, but none of it is on zero needles.
This is a really good reason why swatching is important, because, and I'm going to post this on social media, where you've got, I've got all my swatches with me. She said in an audio podcast going away from the microphone. And there is such a tremendous difference between the three needle sizes.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, I did three swatches. The size 4 swatch is kind of loosey-goosey and drapey. They all have 30 stitches cast on.
And that one's kind of
This tight. Is on twos. Does it look tighter and smaller?
It definitely does. And I'm guessing the size 1 will be even tighter.
Size zeros. I did two because I was trying to get to 6.5 stitches per inch. Yeah. So it makes a really big difference when you swatch. And these have all been washed the way that the finished garment is going to be washed.
Yeah, this is definitely very... It looks like a net to me.
Yeah, and it's beautiful yarn. It's wonderful to work with. It's raw silk, so it's going to wear so beautifully this summer.
So which one are you planning on using?
Zeros, the smallest swatch. Same number of stitches, same knitter. Different sizes.
You said you would not.
I know.
Why are you still...
To be fair, the pattern was written for fours, which is what... That's the other thing of this... That's the other theme of this summer.
Fours?
Yeah. Huh. It's okay. It was also written for a different yarn, which the fiber content in the yarn can also adjust or mess with how your gauge turns out. So this is just silk. And so it's raw silk. It's going to feel so delicious to wear. And it's from Tess Yarns. It was a steal. Like, the non-sale price is excellent, and I think I got it on sale. And it's my favorite shade of yellow, and there was one left.
Wait,
so.
That's your favorite shade of yellow? I thought it was, like, much more bright.
It's one of the shades of yellow that I really like.
One
of them.
It looks kind of more like an orange. So you two don't have any more?
Yep, I'm done.
Done.
Okay, then I'll just do all my stuff in the clump.
Okay, if it's not when knitting attacks or sewing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I worked on my hat. That's it.
That's it? Okay, cool. Are you done?
I'm done.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. When was the last time your knitting yarn was a work of art? Infinite Twist produces one-of-a-kind semi-solid gradients featuring speckles, highlights, lowlights, and gorgeous color transitions. From 700-yard giant gradients to 200-yard matching sock sets, Infinite Twist gradients will hold your interest from cast-on to bind-off. See the currently available gradients at infinitetwist.com or be the first to know when new colors are posted by signing up for our newsletter at infinitetwist.com/newsletter-signup. You can find links to everything else we've talked about in this week's episode, including Infinite Twist, linked in the show notes. Beloved mother and daughter, what has had you in stitches this week? Would like to go first?
Genevieve.
Okay. I mean, I only have two things, but whatever. So I wore my Hearthstone, which is a pink sweater with hearts on the... What are these called?
Elbows? Yeah.
Turn my brain off for a minute.
It's okay.
And I wore my zebra socks, which are so... I think...
They're thigh highs?
They're very thigh high socks.
Yep.
And they are in zebra colors, which the name kind of gives that away.
Mm-hmm.
But they are very comfy when it's chilly at night, which it has not been very often, but my feet still get cold a lot.
It's the curse of
our knitting date.
We did. Do you want to tell the listeners about our knitting date?
Yes. So... We did a knitting date on Monday.
Monday night.
And I brought my knitting out, and we turned on something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And we both had our knitting out, and I was wearing my zebra socks. That's how they come into the story.
Mm-hmm.
And we knit, and we watched. And at one point, we ended up just cuddling and not knitting at all.
Yeah.
And then we ended up...
Because it was a nighttime knitting date.
It was.
Yep.
So that was our knitting date.
It was after Rex's bedtime.
I'm guessing you didn't wear anything.
I have worn... Well, it sounds scandalous to say I have worn nothing, but it has been
You have worn nothing.
Very hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't worn anything handmade by anyone, sewn, knitted, or otherwise, mm-hmm. because our air conditioner was not working for about a week.
It was annoying. Day kept coming.
Yes.
I'm so glad they fixed it, because
it's so much better now. I forgot what actual air conditioning felt like.
Yeah, and they fixed it at the very beginning of the hot snap, so mm-hmm. I'm so grateful.
They pushed the date from Saturday to Tuesday, and the hot snap started.
Yep. Today's going to be hot, the hottest day of the week, though.
Which is why we are swimming.
Yep. So, Gramsie, what have you been wearing?
So, as we speak, I'm wearing my A-line skirt mm-hmm. that I sewed in my beginning sewing construction class. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm making more of them. And I have been sleeping on a pillowcase that was from my early quilting days. And this was a pattern that has a main color,
mm-hmm.
cuff, and flange in different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those buy quilting fabric, get a pattern free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ingenious. And it's also known as the burrito pillowcase. And it has enclosed seams,
mm-hmm.
and it is very neat.
Oh, we use those all the time. The kids do.
Yes, because all the character fabric
mm-hmm.
that is so lovely, and the kids are into different things,
mm-hmm.
it's perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe if you had like a crossover fabric, like Avengers and something else.
You have Avengers pillowcases.
Yes, we do.
But she was thinking like a mashup or a crossover. A mashup.
And you have like dinosaur pillowcases.
Plain fabric with like all the things Rex is into on one side and all the things I'm into on another.
But then how would we know whose pillowcase it is? You guys are very territorial about...
I mean, Rex's would probably have like a red background mm-hmm. since that's his favorite color. Mm-hmm. Mine would probably have like black lining since that's my favorite color.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's fair. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Willy Wonder Sheepleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our project bags, totes, and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane, along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode, in the show notes. What events are we participating in now and in the upcoming future?
Well, Stash Dash, which Mom is totally going to win, has started and is hosted in other places besides Ravelry.
It's on Discord, and we've included the Discord link in our show notes. Genevieve, did you happen to know that Auntie Boston Jen finished one teeny tiny pair of socks?
Oh my, she's... totally gonna win. I say with air quotes.
Thank you for clarifying that there are air quotes since this is an audio podcast. I mean, I've only finished two sweaters and a giant poncho thing.
Oh my.
And she's finished a whole pair of teeny tiny socks.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder if Gramsie can sew me a dress to go with my new sash.
She probably can, Mama.
All right. What else are we attending in the near future? Gramsie?
Oh. The Juneteenth events with Abstract Fiber and Lady Di Yarns are going to happen on Juneteenth, which is June 19th.
All right. What else?
2020 Summer Olympics will begin on Friday, July 23rd, 2021. The Tour de Fleece happens mostly in July.
Mm-hmm.
It starts Saturday, June 26, 2021, and runs until Sunday, July 18th, 2021.
And I believe that starts not this coming Saturday, but next Saturday.
And we're planning to
participate. We are co-chairing Team Sasquatch with any podcaster or video podcaster or Twitch person. Listen, folks. I can't keep up with all these TikToks and technologies. if you entertain people in a virtual capacity, please consider yourself a Team Sasquatch captain. This is the place to go for all of your fiber entertainment team spirit or whatever.
And we have one more event.
Okay.
Fiber World is... Has it started yet?
July, honey.
Okay. Sorry, I missed
it. It's okay.
So Fiber World starts July 21st and ends on July 25th.
Beautiful. All right. Is that it?
Yep.
Let's move on to the next segment.
For Mother Knows Best, I have a word of wisdom. We are not powerless, we are powerful.
Which is a quote from In the Heights.
Yes. Use your skills to make meaningful change.
I was walking with a friend. Mm-hmm. We've been walking on a regular basis since the beginning of the pandemic, masked, and now we get to walk unmasked because both of us are vaccinated and we're outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, how do you make meaningful change? How do you do these things when you feel like you don't have anything to contribute? And my friend was saying, like, I donate money and I write to my representatives, but it doesn't seem to be doing enough. And I was thinking about this in a sense of, well, what have I been able to do that felt like affecting meaningful change? And so in thinking about this, I realized that when our friend Alyssa was running for city council, she's the city council representative for District 3 in Sunnyvale.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I couldn't make a significant financial donation, but I can take headshots and I can take photos. I am a skilled photographer. I'm not by any means the best, but I do pretty well. And getting photos done is really expensive. And I said, I'd love to do your campaign photos if you want me to. And mm-hmm. so I did her campaign photos. And we share a lot of the same values. She is smart as a whip, and she has good values. And she's also a knitter and a spinner.
And a Millsy.
And a Millsy. So we have a lot of stuff in common. And that was something that I contributed to her campaign that does make a big difference, because images are really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think we got all of the photos taken in under an hour, and then it took a little bit longer to get things edited and whatnot, but partly because we were trying to find food around doing all that. Like, she offered to get us dinner, and then finding a place to get food was the catch, because this was during the pandemic, so it was more complicated than usual. So anyway, that was something significant I was able to do for that campaign. And because Alyssa's friends are involved in local politics, and local politics have more to do with the day-to-day running of your local community than you would think. And so I got connected with Livable Sunnyvale, and I did, and they do affordable housing work in the city of Sunnyvale, which is surrounded by tech people. And there is a huge income divide, and that's something I believe in, and that's something somewhere where I can put my skill set to use. I can take pictures, I can take pretty shots, I can edit them to be super sparkly and excellent, and they work. And it doesn't cost these folks a ton of money out of their budgets, because the thing about running for any kind of elected office is that it is prohibitively expensive. And our friend Alyssa was able to fundraise, but it was shocking to me because another friend, one of the dads from preschool, ran for a seat in Los Gatos.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how it is impossible to get your foot in the door in local government if you don't already have money and have money to burn, because if you don't get elected, it's not like they write you a check and they're like, thanks for all the stuff you put in. So along with writing to ResistBot, along with donating if you have the money to spend, here are some things that you can do that work with things you already have and can be flexible with any kind of lifestyle schedule should you have a few minutes of spare time. You can do phone canvassing from your phone for candidates you believe in. Having volunteer hours makes a big difference. something I did when we were working on Measure Q, which was to get our teachers cost of living pay increases and things like that, which did not pass right before the pandemic. And don't get me started on the parents who refused to vote for a pay increase for the teachers, but were the first in line saying they should be back in the classroom. You can already tell how I feel about that. I did something that we call mobile marketing at the preschool, and I copied the lawn sign that they had done on my back window of my minivan. And when I ran errands, because this was before, when I was running lots of errands, especially in the area, people would stop me in parking lots and ask what Measure Q was about. And because I had it on my van and I was doing the usual family stuff, I'm at Target in our neighborhood, I'm at the grocery store in our neighborhood, I'm all these places where parents in our district go on a regular basis, that they could ask me what this means, because a lot of the times the measures are written in a way that feels backwards and they don't have the exemptions. Like we had something where if you were over 65, you could apply for an exemption on this. So if it was a financial hardship for you, you wouldn't have to pay. And would only hit homeowners. So if you're a renter, it's not going to cost you anything. It's going to cost your landlord some money. So phone canvassing, you have to have a slightly thicker skin for. One of my friends did that, and she said she didn't appreciate being sworn at by people who didn't share her political opinions. So be warned, and perhaps have a glass of wine or something that will give you fortitude. Strong chocolate, if that's your thing, that works too. If you're a writer, they're always looking for people to do ad copy. If you have a good ear for marketing, or you have history or experience with marketing, all of the things that you thought were esoteric and strange, if you have a sharp sense of humor, do memes for your local political candidate. You know, if you've got that type of thing, these things are effective long term, and they do affect change. If you can get someone elected to office who shares your values, that's a real way of making meaningful change. Making your voice heard is, of course, important, but like that's the first step, right? Mm-hmm. So we're taking all these steps. You can take, there's more steps that you can take as you feel confident. And I love that people bring their kids along. I love seeing campaign art done by kids. It's really inspiring. There's so many things you can do. If you have a Cricut, you can cut out, what are those things called? Stencils. Mm-hmm. And you can take spray sidewalk chalk and do sidewalk chalk ads for people. If it's not on your property, ask permission first. I don't want anyone getting arrested. Also, we're not a legal podcast. So, you know, don't do illegal things, because we don't know what's illegal and what's not technically. An in-house counsel is currently at work. So anyway, do you have anything you'd like to add to this?
I think I would like to see the measure passed that takes money out of politics.
Yeah.
Because
we need to have an even field.
Yeah, we can't play one person, one vote. Doesn't happen when big corporations are sponsoring.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have money to influence the outcome of the elections.
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely conflicts of interest happening. So we need to get people who take corporate donations like that out of office. All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to add? Genevieve, is there anything you'd like to add? No? Okay. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. And now a word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Insta ham looking for knitting inspiration? Is color kind of a pig deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 pig to perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in-stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon, because these pigs will fly. You can find links to Oink Pigments along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
It's when knitting attacks.
Does anyone else have any knitting attacks, or am I solo?
Solo.
Solo.
Okay. Well, I mentioned earlier that for the first time in my illustrious 32 years of knitting, my swatch lied. My size 0 swatch still came up at 6 stitches to the inch rather than 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
And because I could not stomach the idea of dropping down any smaller, I was going to, I just adjusted my numbers and I talked to Inor, who's the designer, and said, I can't get my swatch to work. My row gauge is working and it's a side to side top. So row gauge is, they're both important, but row gauge is more important. She said, yeah, go ahead and do that. And so I cast on with my adjusted numbers and I noticed that on the longer, the length of the body, my stitches looked different. And so I measured. And granted, this is pre-washing, but I'm noticing that pre and post-washing, the stitches are more or less the same in the silk. 6.5 stitches per inch.
Ha!
On the zeros.
Ha!
For the first time in swatching history, my swatch lied. So, that's that. But the other thing that was...
So what did you do?
Ripped it out and started again. I was only like 6 rows into the body. It wasn't a big deal.
Okay.
Because I'd rather have it be right.
Yes.
Than...
not.
Not. And I noticed early enough that it wasn't three rows from the end. Because if it had been 3 rows from the end, I would have finished it and then found a new home for it and just knit it from the beginning in new yarn.
Right.
Period. End of story. Pretend it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other thing was that my yarn kept getting tangled when I was working on the rebound cowl. And the reason for this is my lifestyle is not really sedentary, despite all of my best efforts. I have to get up, and if I'm sitting, I have to get up and get down and get up and get down. And so every time I would get up to move, my ball of yarn would get jostled. And because I was working from the inside of the ball and the outside of the ball, and it was a single ply yarn and it was fingering weight, so there was a lot of it.
It got tangled.
It got tangled.
A lot.
And then the dogs would jump on my lap and then the kids would jump on my lap. And so I spent a good amount of time this last week untangling, and I finally got to a point where I was nearly, I had nearly resolved all of the tangly bits that I had had to untangle, and it was very carefully laid out across my lap so that it could get knit up and stay untangled, that I asked Andrew to do lunch at the table without me, because I normally come to the table for lunch, because I needed to deal with this so that I didn't spend the rest of my life untangling this project. And then I may have accused both dogs, children, and husband of being on Team Boston Jen and conspiring to have me spend my time untangling rather than knitting.
You could have, like,
okay.
No, not with tangled yarn. So anyway, that is my when knitting attacks for this week. And I think that's it.
That's it.
All right, let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back? Or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board? Or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion, along with everything else we've talked about, in the show notes.
It's training time. These events aren't for the weak. They're not for the weak of heart. You have to be prepared to train, work, and sweat. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to get you in shape for these knitting and spinning events. Are you down with that? Are you going to be a part of Team Sasquatch? Then let's get started. This is week 5 of training. So we have this week and then next week's training, and the event starts, I think, Saturday. So week 5 for the Panathenic Games is to read your directions, highlight your size, and update your Knit Companion app, which the newest update has iCloud Sync, and this is not part of their ad. This is just because I discovered it, and I'm so, so, so excited about it. So the iCloud Sync means it works across all of your devices that are on iCloud. So it backs up to iCloud, so you can check it from your phone if you're not with your big thing and you just need a check on your thing. You don't have to tote around your iPad if that's where you keep your Knit, because I keep it on my big iPad so that I can see my charts and make them nice and big and have them right there next to my special knitting chair. But this is such an elegant fix, and it's something that I have been waiting for ages, and I'm so enthusiastic about it. I could just. So I'm really excited about that. For Tour de Fleece, clean your wheel. I recommend Murphy's Oil Soap and Woodbeam's Wood Conditioner. It will give your wheel new life. If it is scorching hot outside, there's nothing more refreshing than playing with a bucket of soapy water and pretending to be Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty or whoever, whichever forlorn character in literature or film that you wish to be when you're feeling sorry for yourself because you're cleaning a wheel and it's a gross, unpleasant thing to do. Think of it as a spa day for someone who isn't you.
Actually, cleaning wood, it's not a distasteful chore.
It's just a chore, though.
Yeah, well,
I mean, everybody can have their own opinion.
You could also play that song that the sirens sing in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? It's a great one while you're cleaning your wheel. I'll see if I can find the name of it and
How
link to it in the show notes.
How did that come up?
Because they're doing laundry in the water and they're singing a nice song and it's just, it's a good song. Anyway. All right. The hashtag is Panathenit and that's it so far. And also hashtag Team Sasquatch. Let's move on to the next segment.
From Nits in Space, we're going to talk about seeing In the Heights at the movie theater. It was amazing. In the Heights is a musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton fame. And
his first Tony Award winning musical before Hamilton was In the Heights.
It was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
It was... And it shows a slice of the life of immigrant population.
In Washington Heights.
In Washington Heights. And though I was never in Washington Heights, it rang a lot of bells for me. There was a lot of dancing, a lot of singing. The music was obviously amazing. The cinematography...
Was outstanding.
And I'm new being introduced into the concept of cinematography, but it was amazing and well done.
Mm-hmm. There have been some issues raised about Afro-Latino or Afro-Latinx representation in the film. There was some colorism at play in casting, it appears, and it wasn't representative of what the Washington Heights neighborhood and population looks like, but Lynn wrote an apology that rang sincere and I hope makes up for the lack of representation, because I know that this musical speaks to a lot of people's hearts and experiences, and it's really unfortunate that some people felt underrepresented, because the goal is for respectful representation for everyone, right? So I really enjoyed it. We rented the theater. It was our bubble that got to enjoy the film. Genevieve's bestie and her mom came to join us. Genevieve, do you want to add anything?
Well, me and my bestie kept asking me questions, and I did not find it annoying because she's my bestie.
Yeah.
And nothing breaks friendship. But I tried to answer them as best as I could, and while the credits were playing, we played some games around the huge theater. And then there was a little clip at the end, which was really funny.
Yep, no spoilers.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun.
Is that one of the nice things about renting the theater, is that she could ask questions without disturbing anyone's experience?
Also, you can run around without disturbing anybody.
At the end, yeah.
At the end.
Yep.
Also, with the last song playing, I was dancing in my seat.
Yeah. It's really, really good. It's a fun, great soundtrack, fantastic adaptation of the play. Obviously, not all the songs made it, which is a bummer, but I expected more of an opera, like the musical is, but we can't get everything we want. It was pretty good. All right. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Nope.
All right. Gramsci?
Nope.
Let's move on to the next segment. So, Mom, Genevieve, how is your sewing treating you this week?
So, we were supposed to sew together one day a week.
Mm-hmm.
How is that coming along?
Well, we missed last week, but this week I made up for it. We had to do it on Tuesday, not Monday, though.
Okay.
So, I have some really exciting news.
Okay, I'm ready.
I thread my first needle and I installed my first presser foot.
What?
Yeah!
Get it, kid! Nice.
It's actually not that hard. The threading needle part is very hard, but...
It's tricky,
The parts of your foot isn't that tricky, because there's, like, a little bar, and you line it up with the thingy, and then you put the...
You drop the presser foot thingy?
The thing that's supposed to hold the presser foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just goes...
Yeah,
and that's how you know it's on, and then you lift it to make sure it's not...
Falling off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got it on my first try.
Nicely done.
And I sewed on some scrap. I'm very proud. This one I did freehand. Look how straight it is.
Very sorry, straight.
Listeners, you can't see, but it is very straight.
It is.
And there's this one.
Ooh, also very straight.
Yeah. And we had a problem with the sewing machine.
Yeah.
It kept making rat's nests. Mm-hmm. So you would sew over a certain part of the machine, and it would go...
Ooh, that's a terrible sound.
And it would make that one sound, like, stop, 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 like that one sound.
Yeah?
And then I would turn it off so that it didn't... Well, actually, I would let go.
Mm-hmm.
And it would stop, and it would make that sound of, thank you, I'm calming down now.
Okay.
And... I would lift it, and I would cut it, and the rat's nest would be standard rat's nest, not the bad ones, but it was pretty bad. And every time I went over that part, I went three times.
Ugh, how frustrating.
It was. It really was. Well, that's what I have.
All right, Gramsci, what have you been working on?
So, my plan was to sew every day during summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't quite happened, so... I wanted to make more of the A-line skirts because I'm so comfortable in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I dug out the fabric that I had cut last summer, and it was waiting. And I got the instructions, and this is the A-line skirt from Beginning Clothing Construction.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my instructions of how to go step by step, and it said... Serge the edges of the seams.
Okay.
So I opened up my sewing closet, and there's my serger, and it had white thread on it. And that wasn't going to work, so I clipped all the threads and put black thread on them and tried to just pull it through.
And that didn't work.
It worked for one, and everything else came apart.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I had to...
Is that the one that you got from our friend, or is it the baby lock?
No, it's the one from our friend.
Okay. The baby lock is easy to thread.
Yes.
I'll walk you through it.
Okay. So anyway, I got it threaded.
Mm-hmm.
I think it took under half an hour.
If you are unfamiliar with sewing and sergers, they are notoriously... hard to thread. 30 minutes is a very long time to thread. The baby lock you can do in like 2.
Yeah, well, this was one of the things we needed to do in clothing construction class.
Mm-hmm.
Show thread that we had threaded a serger, yes.
My favorite thing about the baby lock one is it goes pfft.
Yeah.
And it's very fun.
True.
Yes.
So it got threaded, and I serged all the edges, so the edges of this skirt are all finished. And so the fabric is black-on-black leopard print.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was doing some stay stitching, I noticed that the fabric has spandex.
Hmm.
I didn't realize that.
Okay.
And the zipper is supposed to be invisible, and the last time I did an invisible zipper was ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I...
In that gray skirt that I ended up with, right?
I'm sure it is.
Okay.
So I looked for the Kenneth D. King tutorial that I really liked.
Mm-hmm. With the hemostat?
No, the one without.
Okay.
And all I could find was the one with the hemostat. So I think the good one.
You need to find the link for again.
Yeah, so.
We'll link to it in the show notes if we can find it.
But I put on I found a Kenneth D. King invisible zipper tutorial, mm-hmm. and that was good. Installed the zipper, and you need to press the zipper before you start working with it. It was kind of fussy.
Mm-hmm.
So, zipper is installed.
Terrific.
And I remember, what I remember is doing it all in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, but yeah. So, it seems like it's taking forever.
Well, I mean, you have to put the slow in slow fashion, right? I'm trying to find a bright side to this. I'm not finding one, sorry.
I'm not in a hurry.
Oh, that's good. All right.
And I'm thinking skirt with spandex will be very comfortable to wear.
For sure. For sure.
Because the one I'm already so comfortable in doesn't have any spandex.
Okay. Do you have anything else?
Yes. So Genevieve was talking about having rat's nests.
Mm-hmm.
And so last time I had problems, I asked Sam to come help with it. And because I had fabric jammed in the machine and mm-hmm. there was nothing I could do. And his solution was just to cut the top off
mm-hmm.
and the rest fell into the machine.
Mm.
That is not...
Well, that was not what you were planning.
It worked. So this machine, the throat plate is screwed in. Mm-hmm. My old Singer had magnetic plates, which were so much easier to handle. So I'm trying to unscrew this, and the angle is bad. You can't hold a screwdriver directly over the screw.
Mm-hmm.
And I have shorty screwdrivers.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't work either. I don't have the power in my hands
mm-hmm.
to unscrew it. So I thought if I get a paint can opener...
Mm-hmm. You might be able to pivot it around.
Yes. So I got a paint can opener from Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Did that work?
The theory is good. The problem is... The top of the paint can opener...
Is too big.
Is too wide.
Okay.
To properly fit into... The
Let me think on this. Let me think on this. I might have a solution.
Okay. So that's where I'm stuck at right now.
Okay.
And I may have to change machines to be able to sew. I have another machine.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can get this one working.
That would be excellent.
All right, is that it?
We have come to the end of our seam.
This week we'd like to thank Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Knit Companion, Oink Pigments, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode, can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, at jasmin at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, G-I-G-I, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Spotify Podcasts, Pandora Podcasts, Google Play, pretty much everywhere. iTunes Podcasts as Knitmore Girls. Remember...
This is Genevieve.
Jasmine.
And Gigi...
Telling you to knit more.